psychotic.
Welcome to this version of America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Hope your week was off to a roaring start. If it's not, it's soon to be in the rearview mirror. That's the optimistic way to look at it. How optimistic are you that you're going to get that same amount of money that you're getting in your paycheck coming into 2012? You know what I'm talking about. The payroll tax holiday or tax cut extension. I hate the word payroll tax holiday, whatever with the holiday. But the idea is, are you going to get that $50, $1,000 overall when it's all said and done? It's a massive game of tug of war. I hate tug of war. I was forced to do it when I was a kid, every picnic we went to, and I was the person that was usually in between, or sometimes when I was younger, up front. Because, you know, you're light, I guess, and you have the anchor pulling on the back. I hated playing that game because for some reason, I always ended up on the team, which I guess it makes sense, that would never wave the white flag. And, you know, you come away from that tug of war and you're 6 years old and your hands, you look down and you got these rope marks on your hands because we didn't wear gloves. Nobody was giving us gloves or anything. You look down. Well, that's what's going on in Washington, only it's not funny because we're getting the rope burns and we're sick of it when it comes to really everything that we're talking about that has to do with the great big money grab. So you've got Senate Democrats and Senators Harry Reid and Chuck Schumer who said that we're going to stay in Washington over the holiday. We don't care. We'll eat our turkey here down the street at wherever, Boston Market, for all we care. But we're going to stay here to push for the payroll tax extension. But see, here's the thing. What they never tell you about is all the juicy stuff that they're sticking, the riders that they're sticking in the middle of it. And how are they going to pay for it? So, okay, do you still want to see that amount of money in your check, the extra money? You would miss it. You would. You wouldn't think about it because it would be gradual, but you would. You would miss it ultimately when it's all said and done because you're going to look at that final number and it's going to be lower for a lot of people listening to me, not everybody, because I'm sure Warren Buffett is tuned in and some others. Hi, Warren, or whoever who has a truckload of money in their backyard. But other than that, you know, there are a lot of people that will feel that pinch. But at the same time, a lot of those same people don't want it to come at the expense of Social Security being pilfered or some other such thing or more money being plopped on to the deficit, even if it's just a little nick in the scheme of things. The bigger thing is what's tied to the riders, what's tied to all of this, and really, how are they going to pass this? I say forget the payroll tax. There are other things that they could do to ease the burden that politicians could vote to do, which I think we could implement across the United States a heck of a lot easier, and I'm going to tell you about that coming up. But first, before we do that, since we're doing the payroll tax thing, I want you to hear a little bit about that. First, you got Senator Dick Durbin, who naturally, because what team is he playing for? Where is he pulling on what side? He talks about the fact that Republicans don't have a plan. And listen, this is going to crucify the middle class. So here's Dick Durbin.
If we fail to act and reenact the payroll tax cut, it means that working families all across America will see an increase in their payroll taxes. The average family makes about $50,000 a year. 2%, 3% turns out to be in the neighborhood of $125 to $150 a month.
Yeah, $125, $150, you would see that. Like I said, you would notice it. I don't care what your politics are. I'm just saying your paycheck, you would notice that for sure. All right, then we have this other thing attached to the payroll, which to me seemed like a no-brainer. I'm getting pummeled from all kinds of people about my opinion on the Keystone Pipeline. But the president talked a couple of different things. The president first talked about Canada and pipeline politics connected to this payroll tax extension cut. Take a listen.
My warning is not just specific to Keystone. Efforts to tie a whole bunch of other issues to what's something that they should be doing anyway will be rejected by me.
All right, so that's veto, baby. He even specifically spells it out, Republicans in the pipeline. Listen to this.
The question is going to be, are they willing to vote against a proposal that ensures that Americans at a time when the recovery is still fragile don't see their taxes go up by $1,000? So it shouldn't be held hostage for any other issues that they may be concerned about.
All right, so he says cut the extraneous stuff. But the Republicans are trying to, at least with the Keystone Pipeline, they're trying to get the pipeline in the forefront because of how it was tossed around and tossed out for a year in environmental studies, which some of them, most of them, had already been done. So that's part of what they're reason why they're pushing for that specific thing, so that Canada doesn't go elsewhere when it comes to this, when it comes to the to the payroll. Although Obama said what he said about the Keystone Pipeline in front of the Canadian Prime Minister Stephen Harper, because they were having a meeting, and he said, just don't tie it to that. The pipeline needs to be approved, because even if it's a, to me, separate, forget the payroll thing, if it's approved, it will create jobs. And here's the other thing. We're gas hogs. We can fool ourselves. You can call yourself a kind of a conservationist or whatever, but you better be riding a bicycle or not burning up too much fuel, because we have not really dealt with that problem. We have to refine gasoline. We do refine gasoline. We need the crude stuff. We need what Canada has. Otherwise, we're going to be completely held hostage by the Arabs. That's the upshot of it. So we have a decision to make there. We don't live in the age of the horse and buggy, certainly, and we have not pursued the alternatives aggressively enough where we can move into that sector. The pipeline needs to be approved separate. Forget about the whole attachment thing, because it's critical to the economy. But Obama delaying a decision on whether to move ahead with the pipeline has upset the Canadians. That's why Harper was in the House. Because, listen, Canada views this project as incredibly crucial to their economy, not just our economy. The White House is saying that they haven't delayed the project, saying that they have to do further reviews, that they have to look at job creation and energy security and public health and safety and all that stuff for the communities along the pipeline. And sure, they do have to do that. But I think it's a stall tactic more than anything else, because if you're running for president and a big, large group of the people who you need their vote will be furious if you approve the pipeline. If he said, yes, we have to have this pipeline, we're going to do all these things, but we have to have this pipeline, then, and moved it up or sign and said, let me sign, where do I sign? There are so many people that would jump off of his bandwagon. Hang with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, everybody. Jason Lewis here. Once again, for my friends at Midas Resources, these are hard times for investors. You don't know which way to go. Is the market going to recover? Is the Washington spending machine going to continue? And that means a lot of debt and maybe printing money to cover the debt. They call it monetizing the debt, but that's a fancy way of saying inflation. And a lot of people are worried about that. So you need the ultimate inflation hedge, and that's gold. Now, let me be clear about this. Commodities fluctuate in price. They can go up and down. Very volatile. There's no guarantee. But if you want the ultimate inflation hedge, you need to talk to my friends at Midas Resources. The number, 1-800-686-2237. If you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to have it in your possession, call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. It's Midas Resources, 1-800-686-2237 for gold, and tell them Jason sent you.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Pipeline or not, what say you, America? Sometimes you just got to admit it's an ugly truth. We are dependent on oil. It's all about gasoline. It's all about petrol, my friends. And where is that changing? Where is that ending? A couple of years ago, we heard our president say, drill, baby, drill. But there was no drilling because we had the freak accident, the terrible accident that happened in the Gulf Coast, and that was the end of that. Put on ice. The regulation's so thick, it'll take at least a year to try to even get some of those permits if they're going to put up more platforms in the Gulf even. So, 800-259-5791, Rick in Illinois, hello.
Hello, Kate.
Hello.
They don't get this tax pass. They just handed Obama the re-election. They're just hammering over the head of that.
Well, he's hammering everyone. This is his issue. This is his issue. He is hammering everyone about this. Everywhere he goes, he's talking about the tax cut. Yeah.
Yeah. The Republicans want to tax the poor and give the money to the millionaires. So they just hand the election over to him. But
I don't know. Listen, I don't know if I agree with that. I don't know. I think here's what I think. The bottom line is somebody has to come along that's so dynamic that they can knock off an incumbent president in the first place. As much as we can talk about what's happened in the White House, what hasn't happened, it's tough to knock off an incumbent. It's really hard to do that. So you have got to shake the trees, and you've got to have people that are furious, that are tied to money problems, that are tired of the same old status quo, that are willing to go in a different direction. You know this, Rick. It's the independents, because so many people make up that independent block. That's vital.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All you got to do is hammer them over the head with this tax cut, and he wanted to help the average working people out there, and the Republicans want to make their millionaires more money, so it ain't going to fly. It's going to lose the election.
I think it'll pass. I think at the last minute, yes, I think what's going to happen is the same old tricky politics. It'll be, I don't know what day it'll be, but it'll be the last possible moment that they could have this happen this year so it won't affect anyone next year, and they'll pass it. They'll pass it at the 11th hour, just like, oh, we're going to close the government, and you're not going to get checks if you're in the military, so security checks aren't going to be there, and it's going to be terrible, and then, boom, something happens.
I know Boehner, he's changed his mind. He's all for it, but he can't get nobody else to go along with him, so I think those Tea Party wackos want to scream up. We'll have to wait and see on this.
We'll wait and see. I think it goes through. I do. I think they find a way to make it happen. It's not going to be pretty. It's going to be bloody. There's going to be some burnt rope, but I think it passes.
I see those Republicans are candidates are snubbing Donald the Clown form. He's ranting and raving at Mitt Romney now. He turned him down too, like he did Ron Paul and John Hutchman.
Yeah, who's going to be left? It's going to be Rick Santorum, and it's going to be Newt Gingrich, and who else?
Nobody.
Michelle Bachmann?
No, she said she wasn't going because she said Donald's already got his mind made up.
Oh, well, we know he does it. We know he has his mind made up, yes.
Yeah, so that's why she ain't going to go. I just want to be started ranting and raving at Mitt Romney like he did at Ron Paul and John Husband. They snub him on what they can do, little kisses, high men, all that. So I heard he's ego. He don't get his form like you think he's supposed to get. Everybody's supposed to come kiss his ring. So
yeah,
that's where he deflated his ego.
Well, it's like I said before. How much do you put in endorsements, and how much do you need a guy like Donald Trump? How many friends does he have? How much support can he throw your way monetarily through friends that would make a difference in how much money you have? I think that's, he's got money and powerful friends in New York, and New York is key and around the country, so that's why people are doing that. But it is a big ego thing for Trump, absolutely. He's all about the ego. There's no question about it. And he knows how to spin that art of the deal like nobody's business. He somehow just constantly reinvents what's going on in his world so that he's getting headlines somewhere for whatever reason. Whatever he's talking about, it's in the news. It's crazy. I would love to see, and I don't know this answer off the top of my head, how many times he has made a radio show, just a comment about him, a radio show, newspaper headline, on television. I mean, it has to be a massive amount. It has to be. He used to do pizza commercials, if you remember that. There's like a little clever pizza commercial. It's crazy. I mean, it's Trump land. That's what it is, Trump land. And he reminds me of the comic book that I used to read called Richie Rich. Rick, stay tuned. Thanks for the call. So Trump and Gingrich, he talked about that, and he says Obama is bagged the election if the payroll tax thing doesn't roll through, because he'll really keep pushing that, and that'll be the hot button for America. What do you think? 800-259-5791. Tomas in Michigan. Hello.
Hey, I want to tell you that I've noticed, and I've talked to some other people, they've noticed too that your game has really ratcheted up in the last, 4 months. You have, you sound real. You bring in all these facts. Just an outstanding show.
Thank you, Tomas.
Yeah. And I'd like to talk about Pearl Harbor, since Well, today was the anniversary of Pearl Harbor.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was interesting. I put something on your Facebook. And
I
it
saw it.
It's crazy, right? It shows people how the political parties, they change incredibly. You would not believe the things that the Democrats have done in the past and where they're at now. You know, for example, they were the most racist party in the past. They were Jim Crow. And now they are, you know, they are the ones that get 98% of the vote of the blacks, you know. And then this thing that I put on your Facebook, it was a vote to extend the draft in 1941. Remember, World War II had started in 1939.
Yeah.
War, the world was at war, and tensions with Japan are very high, and that draft only passed by one vote, and Republicans were the ones that were voting against it, and the Democrats were voting for it, you know? So
crazy. It's you're right. It's crazy to see the, and people have short memories, especially if you go back decades, and they forget. They forget what the it's just like you look at the state of Texas. It was about the Democrats, baby, LBJ, all of that. And now there's no question Texas overall, there's certainly Democrats, but Texas overall is a Republican you know, hunting ground. And
right.
Attitudes have switched and generations have changed from parties. And yeah, absolutely. What a difference a few decades makes in
right.
What the party was and what it morphed into.
And you know, sometimes something bad can turn out to be something good. For
yeah.
example, talk on Pearl Harbor wiped out, you know, like six of our battleships. I mean, some of them got, you know, built up again and sent, you know, the next year they were back in active duty. But it made us utilize what we had, and which was aircraft carriers. There had been, you know, a battle going on, but some admirals wanted, you know, to build more battleships, and some said, no, no, that's old. You know, it's the aircraft carrier that's going to carry the day. And the other guys are going, ridiculous. How are you going to sink a battleship with a little plane, you know? But it made us utilize all our tactics in favor of aircraft carriers, and look what happened. We crushed the Japanese in the Pacific. So hopefully, you know, these bad things that are happening to us in our country are going to have a silver lining that we can take advantage of. Thank you very
yeah.
much.
Yeah, good call. Especially talking there about the aircraft carriers. Thanks, Tomas. The aircraft carriers and what we've seen, what happened since Pearl Harbor. You go back to, what, 70 years ago. Amazing to think how long that has been. What a horrific day. And, you know, what's interesting is the U.S. knew that there was going to be an attack. They had intercepted the fact that there was going to be an attack, only they thought it was the Philippines, having no idea it was going to be Hawaii.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Attention GCN listeners, do you have a Patriot on your Christmas list that's nearly impossible to shop for? How would you like the ability to get top-of-the-line, hard-to-find gifts at equally hard-to-beat prices without leaving the comfort of your home? Why fight the crowd? Simply log on to your computer for great gifts and deals for the off-the-grid enthusiast in your family. At offthegridchristmas.com, you'll find great prices on the most popular off-the-grid gifts available today. At offthegridchristmas.com, you'll find unbeatable deals on emergency backup power, herb and vegetable seeds, dehydrated foods, emergency evacuation packs, solar ovens, gun safes, and a host of truly unique stocking stuffers. In these hard times, why not give a gift that really counts, a gift that could truly make a difference? Go to offthegridchristmas.com and our Christmas video highlighting perfect gifts for the off-the-grid fans in your family. Unbeatable gear, unbeatable prices, no more searching. Offthegridchristmas.com. That's offthegridchristmas.com.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products, delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFoods storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Sometimes, once you're on the downhill slide, they run to a different corner of the world to get away from you. And that's what happened to the former governor of Illinois, Rod Blagojevich, made huge news. I always talk about the buzz in the backyard. 14 years he's sentenced to. Blagojevich always maintained, after the first trial tanked, that was it. They couldn't come up with a decision. So then the second time, I think he thought it was going to be magic in a bottle, but Patrick Fitzgerald, the prosecuting attorney, had other ideas. So ultimately, he faced too many counts of too many things that happened when it came to trying to corruption, when it came to supposedly selling Barack Obama's Senate seat, having these conversations, and it was taped. That's the thing. They had everything on tape. So Blagojevich was surprised, I think. He looked stunned when he was sentenced to the 14 years, and he's got like a $20,000 fine, but he's not giving up. Here's what he had to say.
We're going to keep fighting on through this adversity, and see you soon.
See you soon. Next time you see me, I'll probably be on Dateline or 2020. They might film me inside of one of the prisons that I'm staying at. Supposedly he's not going to go into a country club prison. Let's go to Dale in Illinois. Hello, Dale.
Hello, Kate. We sure appreciate you pointing out our ineptitude politicians here in our great state. Now we've got another one going to the farm. What can Rod learn in prison? Maybe how to pass gas another 12 ways or something. I don't know. This guy. Anyway, we sure appreciate you pointing that out. We love you too, Kate.
Thank you. That's back to back governors. I mean, Illinois is striking out. They're going to have to. The homegrown isn't working. They're going to have to import some people.
Well, we've got to cut Chicago out of our state.
Yes, that's it.
That's the problem. We need to make Chicago a state of its own and let them blow up themselves.
Yeah.
So, well, I wanted to mention one other thing. My candidate is running pretty good right now. He's got some good ideas, and I hope he's successful.
Newt.
That's the man with the plan.
You know, I'll say this about Newt. There's no question whether you love him or you hate him. He is prepared. He's prepared. He's got that intellectual style that's working for him. He's a history guy. So
yeah.
I think when he gets in front of the microphones, or even if he's debating whatever it is, he's not so much worried about the runoff. He's saying what he thinks, and he's jumping back and using facts to actually back himself up. So that's boding well now with the audiences, and that's why you're seeing that he's going up in the polls. He may really stick around. He really could be the guy. In a way, I'm surprised, but I guess I shouldn't be, because he said all along, I'm in the back of the pack, but I'm not giving up, and he came all the way from the back of the pack with a few others, and he was right. He made that turn, and look what happened.
Well, I enjoy listening to him because he is very factual about things, but he has some good ideas, some plans that, you know, I believe will work for the country. Of course, he's running against someone who totally never did have a plan, who didn't know what a plan was other than trying to redistribute the income in the country. So, I think President Obama comes from a great group of inept leaders in Illinois. He's just one more of that crowd. So,
that they know how to get people elected. That's the thing, and that's what happened.
Well,
yeah, Rahm Emanuel. Look at Rahm Emanuel. Leaves the White House, boom, easily takes over the mayoral spot. Even though some people were complaining, oh, you know, this is ridiculous, and he's in Washington, he bails, and he comes back, and does he really have a place here and all that nonsense? It's who you know in Chicago, you're right. In Illinois, you cut out that city, and it'd be a lot different, the results, I think, that you would get. Dale, great caller, as always. Thanks so much. You know, talking about jobs and a plan, he's right about that. Dale is right about the direction that Gingrich wants to go in. The Gingrich Jobs and Prosperity Plan, if you remember, he outlined it. One of the things he said was to stop the 2013 tax increases to try to stabilize the economy, saying that, listen, job creation would be improved. And if we do this and if we make the rates permanent, that's what will happen there. And then he talked about the flat tax, which I like flat tax. I know I've said that before. If we had a flat tax, whatever it is, 15%, I think Newt is saying 15%, then you could choose to, his phrase was, file your taxes on a postcard. And he says you would save, you know, hundreds of billions in unnecessary costs every year. If you had the flat tax, you know, then you know. And also, you could still preserve the deductions for charities, for owning a house, and whatnot, and then create a personal deduction for every American, too. He was talking about that as well. One of the things that I would like to hear more of the people running talk about is what do they plan to do about the Federal Reserve? I've heard Newt only a few times. I think he laid it out in that plan, talk about it, saying that, you know, what we need to do is reform the reserve. And, of course, that's one of the Ron Paul tenets. Audit the Federal Reserve. Forget about it. You have to have transparency, which now it's like a secret fraternity. It's crazy. they control our monetary system, but yet they're like a secret fraternity. Seriously. Every once in a while, Darth Vader, a.k.a. Ben Bernanke, trots up to the Hill to give the horrible news or to say that things are looking better and we'll wait and see what happens with the next job forecast. And then he comes back, tail between his legs, and then says, oh, yeah, it wasn't – it's much worse than I thought it was going to be. Come on. All right, so the other thing that I would probably do, too – is repeal Sarbanes-Oxley. I used to work in finance in the sense that I did small cap companies. I did a show with that and learned a lot about what was crushing the financial system and what was also allowing them to get away with murder. The Sarbanes-Oxley Act really didn't do anything to help the financial crisis, did it? In fact, it really held companies back, if anything, from making an investment, whether it was in people or other things, plants, etc., in the U.S. So if they got rid of that, toss that out, I think it would be a lot better. The other thing is the Dodd-Frank law. When you look at small independent banks, like you might drive by them if you're not with the Bank of America or whatever bank, I call it the Bank of Mexico, but if you're with a small community bank, you know what I'm talking about. So the Dodd-Frank law cripples those kind of banks because of the loans to small businesses and home sales and all of that. So listen, the thing to do there would also be to take a look at that too. You know, the Dodd-Frank law was a hurry-up response to, ooh, we have egg on our face because of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. So that has to be looked at. And I think some of these things, certainly I've heard Gingrich talk about the Federal Reserve, and I've also heard Gingrich talk about Sarbanes-Oxley, that act, too, and how that would make a difference. So we'll see. We'll see if Dale's candidate hangs in there. There's a long way to go. That's the one thing you learn. Herman Cain was looking pretty good to a lot of people. Herman Cain is not even in this thing anymore. Rick Perry, the governor of Texas, he inflated quicker than a Macy's Day balloon the night before the parade. Boom! He was up in the air. He was flying high. Everybody was talking about the governor of Texas. In fact, many of you, when you called the show, would say, well, you know what's going on there in Texas, and what do you think about the governor of Texas? Because really, people didn't know very much about Perry. They might have known his name or thought they knew what his immigration policies were, but they didn't really know much about him. And now he's struggled through some of these debates. The real stuff is coming up. We can talk about polls. We can talk about debates. We can talk about all kinds of things. But it comes down to the caucuses and the primaries. You get through the spring, we'll know. We'll know what's going to happen with the Republicans. And also we'll know whether a third party shakes out, because there have been a lot of threats of that happening. I didn't think it was going to happen in this cycle. I thought maybe we'd see it in the next cycle, but I could be wrong. We very well could see a third party presidential candidate emerge, one of the Republicans, maybe two of the Republicans, even though Ron Paul keeps saying, you know, he's about small government, he's about editing and auditing the Federal Reserve and a slew of other things that I agree with, but he's saying he's not going to run on a third party ticket as a libertarian. That's not going to happen. He would definitely take a chunk out of the Republican, whoever the Republican is running. And maybe that's why he's not going to do that after being under the R for a little bit of time. But anything wouldn't surprise me with what we've seen happen in the past 4 months. Stay with us.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the four major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein. All other whey protein powders are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein powder ever produced. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
In the event of an emergency, do you really trust Obama and the federal government to provide for you and your family? Modern-day emergencies like floods, tornadoes, earthquakes, snowstorms, terrorist attacks, or anything else can strike anywhere, leaving your family vulnerable. That's why you can't afford to be without emergency food supplies. If you're like most people, you know that you need emergency food supplies, but you keep putting it off. So, to help you, Ready Reserve Foods is offering a free sample kit of emergency food so you can test our food for yourself. The food really is free. You simply pay for the shipping and we'll send you the food for free. To get your free sample kit of emergency food, simply call 800-453-2202 or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Again, that's 1-800-453-2202 or ReadyReserveFoods.com. Don't wait. Call now because the free sample kits are limited. So call 800-453-2202 or ReadyReserveFoods.com.
The world's best solar-powered oven has gotten better. Sun ovens are now available with a brand new Christmas Sun Dehydrating and Preparedness Kit, which includes everything required for cooking, water pasteurization, and dehydrating with the power of the sun. Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. A sun oven lets you harness the sun's power to bake, boil, or steam food, heat water for purification or personal hygiene, or dehydrate. For the past 25 years, Sun ovens have been proudly made in the U.S., are durable, and have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a limited time, preppers can save $65 on the purchase of a Christmas Sun Dehydrating and Preparedness Kit. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/GCN. That's sunoven.com/GCN.
Here on this segment of America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Once again, I'm going to say it loud and proud. I don't care what your stripes are, left of left, right of right, confused, somewhere in between, furious and sick of it all. If you have an opinion and you want to throw out your two, please do. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. Just one point that I want to make about what we're talking about as far as the politicians, and really that's the root of all evil for many of us, because they control the game. That's why I'm for smaller government too. Do we need a federal government? Yes. Do I believe in our form of government? Yes. Do I believe in capitalism? Yes. So far I've given you a bunch of yeses. Do I think it's working? No. Do I think it needs to be changed? Yes. Do I think we need a third party? Yes, but we don't have one yet, and this might not be the right time for it. So Obama talks about class warfare a lot, remember? We're having a class warfare. this came up months ago, in taxes and that the rich don't pay their fair share, that of course spawned the whole 99% and 1%. So then he goes to Wall Street, has a big fundraiser, has 20 people that are paying $35,000 plus for a plate of food. I mean, that's just about money. That's a money grab. So if you look at it, you look at Barack Obama's fundraising, do you know he's taken in 8 times as much from Wall Street than all 8 Republican presidential candidates combined. That's your hypocrisy moment. So you can bang on Wall Street, you can talk about class warfare, but then you're in a tux and you're getting $35,000 plus for a plate of food and a lot of Wall Street glad handling, 8 times as much than the Republicans combined. Wow. I said we would move from hypocrisy to the headlines. So let me give you a couple of them that I thought were intriguing. And this one comes to us from Reuters, the news agency. And Reuters headline is interesting to me, and I think will be interesting to you, because it says, this is how the headline goes, Deutsche Bank CEO target of suspicious envelope. Well, now there's fear that the banks are targets, shocking, for bombs. And that's what that headline is about. In Frankfurt, what the German police are saying, they're looking at this envelope that was sent to the CEO, right? And they're not saying what was in the envelope, but they had a bomb expert sent to the headquarters, because that's Germany's largest bank. In New York, they're talking about it being contained, having, you know, explosives in it, because immediately the network buzzes with, whoa, you better watch out. They're talking about in the U.S. that they're concerned about the same thing happening, major banks being targets. And that's scary. You're the guy who pulls in that envelope and it's suspicious. And right away you're ringing someone upstairs. Whoa, help. Got this bank. They still don't know, by the way, who it's from. They haven't traced it to one individual or group or anybody at this point. But the belief is that it could be coming to other huge banks as well, including in the United States. Shows the frustration, right? Make it look like it's jimmy-rigged, I guess, and then that's what you get. All right, 800-259-5791. I'm going to give you some more headlines in a minute, but first let's go to Jeff in North Dakota. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, Kate. How are you doing tonight?
Good. How are you?
Doing well. Couple things. Well, the tree thing, we're definitely fake people. We've done the real thing a couple times, but we find it's a lot more expensive. It's a lot of mess, and I don't like the danger of the tree drying out and becoming a fire hazard in my 60-year-old farmhouse that could go up like a tinderbox. So that's something to just stay away from. But the other thing I wanted to call about, last week you talked about the horse slaughterhouses being, they've made it legal for them to open up again. And just looking at it from that standpoint and how, you know, people love a horse.
Yeah.
I gotta say, we own horses, and I think that's a much better thing to have happen than what's happening now. When we got into horses about six or seven years ago, it was really hard to move along a horse that wasn't any good. They just weren't worth any money, and you couldn't do anything with them, and we couldn't figure out why. And people said, well, problem with it is they don't have anything to do with the ones that aren't worth anything. You're talking about animals that just their conformation isn't right. They don't ride right. They are bad-tempered, distempered. And when you think about what horses are used for, you know, riding and competitions. If they aren't good for that, they're not good for much of anything other than to eat grass and walk around. There's not a lot of room in the United States for them to run wild and do that kind of thing anymore, and they're taking care of that. What was happening was they would load these animals that they would get for a song and $10 to $25 onto a rail car, and ship them down to Mexico where it is legal to do that. Well, you know, they're not being fed or watered or taken care of at all on a trip like that. And that's much more inhumane than taking care of them here. And I don't believe any of the meat was ever used for human consumption. I think it was more for using pet food.
Wow, that's an interesting perspective. I'm glad that you laid that out for us. I didn't look at it that way. I have family involved in horses, and unfortunately, Jeff, what I've seen, they're involved in horse racing. So they're involved with thoroughbreds, not the hunter jumpers, not for the show, for a different kind of show. And there's a lot of problems with thoroughbred horses where people let them just starve to death when they don't run and they can't make any money. You know, that whole joke, which is a horrible joke, because I love horses as well, just like you do, the thing about the glue factory. But sadly, it's so true, you would not believe the things, the inhumane things that do happen to horses. So you're saying that it's still better, no matter how you cut it, as long as it's not for human consumption, because I don't like that idea, that it's better, really, the slaughterhouse, if it's done correctly, is actually better.
Right, and I mean, from what my understanding was, that those slaughterhouses were basically for the animals that weren't up to snuff, so to speak, for what horses are used for. You're going to get a percentage that aren't good for anything. I know a number of people who would take, horses like that that were mistreated, that weren't fed, and would take them in and rescue them and get them back, up health-wise. But still, they're not horses anybody can do anything with. You know, there's overbreeding out there, people that don't really understand what they're doing when they own horses. And like I say, what was happening with them was a lot more inhumane.
Oh, but Jeff, there's people that are listening to you that are saying, and that's what's popping into my head, that another expression, when we put somebody out to pasture, now we're saying we're not even putting horses out to pasture, that if they're not useful, gotta go the slaughter route. So I know some people are cringing listening to you, although you make a compelling argument for it. And as I said, from the horse racing perspective, I understand what's happening as well. You gave me an idea for a future show. We're going to look further into these slaughterhouses to see what really happens to those horses. Thanks, Jeff.